This is Carnival by Spiral Gyra. Later today, I'm going to give you some news. I think it's exciting news about NASCAR. Stay with me. I definitely want you to hear about this. But in the meantime, let's talk some more about eating out, eating healthy. If you have high cholesterol, dining out is still an option if you know what to order. So whether you're a fan of Italian, Mexican, Indian, Chinese, you can find some healthy cholesterol-friendly options. The idea is to adopt some smart strategies like opting for vegetable-based dishes and limiting the dishes that are highest in saturated fats. If you have high cholesterol, you don't have to give up those romantic dinners. You can still take your special someone out. Do what y'all need to do. Enjoy some good food. Letting someone else prepare it for you. And know that you're not really going to damage your arteries. Penny Chris Etherton is a PhD and registered dietitian, distinguished professor of nutrition in the College of Health and Human Development at Penn State University. And she says the key is to know what you're eating. This means reading the menu carefully and looking for suspect ingredients, according to Tara Collingwood, who's a registered dietitian in Orlando. Here's some of the foods to avoid when you do have high cholesterol. And know this, one of the things that some of the experts are saying, and you decide how you want to respond to this, they're saying that the main goal is not to avoid cholesterol that is found in foods. Now, notice what they did not say. They did not say, hey, it's okay to load up on cholesterol. No, they just said that is not. They said avoiding cholesterol is not the main goal. The latest publication of the USDA's Dietary Guidelines for Americans, which was issued in 2015, no longer recommends limiting intake of dietary cholesterol to 300 milligrams per day. That's the way the 2010 dietary guideline put it out there. No more than 300 milligrams of cholesterol per day. Now, again, you decide. There are some other things that we're going to be telling you that you need to watch out for. And a lot of you know one of the tops on the list, saturated fats. But when it comes to cholesterol, it doesn't mean, you know, saying that you don't need to make avoiding cholesterol your main goal does not mean stock up on it. What you do with cholesterol is still important. You still need to eat as little cholesterol as possible. But just don't think that that's the only thing. The current thinking stems from a new understanding about what affects our blood cholesterol levels and what does not affect our blood cholesterol levels. Scientists now know that for most people, the cholesterol in our food has a much smaller impact on the blood cholesterol levels than certain types of fats that we eat. Many of the foods that are high in cholesterol, such as fatty meats, high-fat dairy, and bakery items, are also higher in saturated fats or trans fats, both of which do raise blood cholesterol. When you're high in saturated fats or trans fats, your liver actually produces more cholesterol, according to the American Heart Association. Replacing saturated fats in your diet with healthier unsaturated fats can help reduce your blood levels of both total cholesterol and LDL cholesterol. And you do want both of those to be lower. And again, remember, the LDL cholesterol is the one that a lot of people call the bad cholesterol. The low-density lipoprotein cholesterol. Especially good choices when it comes to unsaturated fats are polyunsaturated fats, which are found in olive oil, soybean oil, and fatty fish such as salmon. When is the last time you had a great salmon sandwich? Or how about this? When's the last time you fixed some good salmon and crushed it up in your grits? Good. I can just imagine. Y'all got me thinking about it now. Grits with some good salmon mixed up in there and some processed biscuits. I know I was talking a little bit earlier about how I like to cut down on that processed bread, and I really do. When it comes to biscuits, so far, I think they have some whole wheat biscuits. Don't they have some whole wheat biscuits now that are still in the can? So I don't eat a ton of that either. But, man, let me get me some good biscuits while they're still hot. Let that butter substitute melt in there. Spread some apple butter or honey on there. Good. I'm a happy man. I'm a happy man. Salmon. What about shrimp, eggs, cheese, and their connection with high cholesterol? Are we okay with those? Well, you've probably heard some conflicting information about whether shrimp, eggs, and cheese are healthy or not if you have high cholesterol. Here's the current thinking. Shrimp. Dr. Chris Etherton says that shrimp is high in cholesterol, but low in saturated fat. So her advice is to enjoy it occasionally, maybe twice a month. What about eggs? In years past, the advice from the American Heart Association was to limit eggs to 3 yolks per week. Now eggs are considered part of a healthy diet when eaten in moderation. So your doctor should guide you with the best advice based on your health and health history. What about cheese? It's high in saturated fat. Often it's also high in sodium. So moderation is the best approach for cheese when you have high cholesterol. How about when it comes to some of the ethnic choices that we were talking about when it comes to eating out? Starting with Chinese fare. Chinese menus and high cholesterol. What's the key? Go steamed rather than fried. For starters, consider spring rolls that are not deep fried. Dr. Chris Etherton says that spring rolls with rice wraps are an even better choice than just spring rolls. What about a Chinese dinner without rice? Well, go ahead and get the rice, but again, go with steamed rice. If you just gotta have that stir-fried rice, which is higher in fat, Dr. Chris Etherton recommends asking your server to prepare it with as little oil as possible. Seafood. It can be a good choice, especially if you order steamed dishes. Boiled or broiled, seafood entrees are also good choices for minimizing added saturated fats. Another thing that we can do is choose entrees that have lots of vegetables. Yes, lots of vegetables. I think that's a good thing, too, that when it comes to eating out, eating healthy is pretty much the same as eating in and eating healthy in a lot of ways. Let's talk about this some more in just a few.